All right, it's a download here on 720 WGN. Justin Coffin, we got a huge show lined up tonight. It's going to be tight. So why don't we get it started with the carry out? Here today's top stories. The White House continues the peculiar style of denying a story one day and then justifying it the next. Yesterday, officials played Sudoku with the truth as NSA Advisor General H.R. McMaster's denied the story by saying that it was false, but the details were true. It's weird. Today, General McMaster's and the White House are saying, hey, so what? So we shared some intel because we believe in fighting terrorism. So if you don't like it, then the terrorists have already won. USA, USA. You can hear it trickle off. The press are quick to point out that no law was broken when President Trump allegedly passed along classified information in his meeting with Russian officials last week. But critics point to trust and how we have to put the intelligence community in mind, as they were put in a bind, as some European countries are already wondering aloud, through anonymous sources, whether or not to trust the Trump administration with sensitive information. Also, General H.R. McMaster, what a name. Is he the NSA advisor or a character made up by Sid and Marty Croft? Right? Like, I didn't know that was the full way that he's on the scene, you know, when he was picked to replace Michael Flynn. I'm like, oh, McMaster, that's a fine name. General H.R. McMaster. That's hardcore. That's puffin stuff style. Anyway, now that was a 48-hour scandal. So let's move on, shall we? Today, the New York Times reporting that FBI Director James Comey drafted a memo saying that Trump told him to stop investigating Michael Flynn and the Russian ties. This, of course, would be highly unethical and worse than any Loretta Lynch tarmac business. The White House denies it today, which probably means that they'll double down tomorrow with something or other about how they had to, and terrorism and fake news and USA, USA. As a matter of fact, I think we have the exclusive statement from McMaster on what he's going to say tomorrow.
Isn't this an indictment of our entire American society? Well, you can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America. Gentlemen,
you know he's going to do it. 0.0 grade point average. Chicago area man who punched a security guard after throwing up in front of a building this weekend has surrendered and apologized. If you haven't seen this video, good morning. How was your 36-hour nap? You want some OJ, some coffee? Can I get you anything? No, here's the deal. A man was drunk throwing up. A female security guard came out and tried to help him and told him to get out. So naturally, you do what anyone would do in that situation. You clock the woman in the face. Jeez. Cops say it's just a misdemeanor. Hey, but you know what? We've all been there, right? I mean, we all at one time in our lives have thrown up against the side of a River North condo building. It's a rites of passage, really, for frat boys who moved here from Ohio State. But punching a female security guard in the face? That's like punching Chicago. The judge could send this dude back to whatever Big Ten school or commercial real estate job this guy crawled out of, and we'd be okay with it. Not to mention the Chance the Rapper hat, which just makes Chance the Rapper go, why did I do merchandise? Why did I even do that? Why did I choose to put out hats? I should have just stayed with the White Sox hat. An Australian millionaire suggests that the reason millennials are still living at home and not able to afford buying houses is because of avocados. Yep. Essentially, millennials should be saving money, not spending money on frivolous brunches and avocado toast. Yeah, he said this. Hello, I don't know if they have avocado toast down under, but it is worth it. I'd much rather have a mimosa and an avocado toast than a starter condo in Uptown. I'm just saying. Think about it. But maybe the millionaire is right, though. From here on out, millennials, you got to save money and not get distracted by luxury. A Nutella cafe is coming to Chicago. I'm going like every day. I got to text my millennial friends, Todd and Casey. They're going to love this. Bill Cosby did a rare interview today where he claimed racism could have played a role in the sexual misconduct cases against him. Upon hearing this, the ghost of Johnny Cochran was like, why did I die? I would have made so much money defending this guy. To Cosby's defense, there really isn't a defense, so why not just go for the race card, right? In weather, Chicago summer, boy, have we missed you. Is there anything better than an 85-degree day in Chicago? I mean, I guess it was cool. I wish it was cooler, just a little bit cooler. In sports, the Sox lost last night. They've now lost 7-9. They're 2 games under 500 tonight. They try and right the ship and stay in this series with Anaheim. Derek Holland's on the mound to take on Mike Trout and the Angels. Who's on the Angels these days? Jared Weaver still there? What about Chili Davis? Chili Davis still on the Angels? Rod Carew? Maybe a Bobby Grich? No Bobby Grich? He's not on the Angels anymore? The Cubbies play the next 20 of 26 games at Wrigley starting right now. They have a set with the Reds tonight. The Reds have a lead on the Cubs in the Central and a lead in this game, 1-0 in the first inning. Everyone's chasing the Cardinals, though. Still not sure how long Ian Happ stays up in the majors, but he's in center field tonight. Let's hope the Cubs start winning again under 500 for the third time this year as opposed to never last year. David Ross, affectionately known as Grandpa Rossi, is heading to the ship once again. Last year it was baseball, this year dancing. He's a finalist for Dancing with the Stars. Well, at least one of the 2016 Cubs is winning. I just realized we didn't talk about the Bears rookie minicamp yesterday. It's over. And the best part, no injuries. Only the Bears do you have to worry about injuries in non-contact rookie minicamps, because it's getting closer to that time of year when our phones notify us of season-ending injuries, right? Although last week when I saw the headline that Whiteout Kevin White's car was stolen, was I wrong to think, yeah, but at least he's not out for the year. Did he twist his knee? Didn't twist his knee getting carjacked? I have to admit, doing the show every night, I didn't pay much attention to national sports. So that being said, what's going on with Steve Kerr? Am I just missing that? He's out for the whole playoffs? And why? He's not playing, right? He's just a coach? Is it because it's a back issue? Is that what it is? Pete knows. I'm so confused because I saw a clip of him in the Golden State locker room with a sweatshirt on. So he's available for halftime adjustments, but not suiting up and coaching on the sideline. I mean, they are folding chairs. I guess that's... Hey, feel better, Steve. Chicago loves you. The Warriors and Spurs, game two tonight. No Kawhi Leonard for the Spurs because of manslaughter or something like that. I don't know. Also, tonight's the NBA lottery, and the Bulls aren't in it. So get ready for that coveted 18th overall. And finally, here's an uplifting story for you. Researchers have counted 38 million pieces of trash on a South Pacific island. Don't those people recycle? Ah, that's the rub. Nobody lives on the island. It's uninhabitable. So the trash is just washing up from the Pacific Ocean, 38 million pieces. How much you want to bet that half of the trash is just used U2 CDs? Hon, do we really need these 30 U2 CDs? No, get rid of them. I don't know what to do. That's the carry out for May 16, 2017. Hey, it's hot out, so I guess it was a bad idea to make all this beef stew. Sorry, but it's half off. All right, coming up, Commissioner, Cook County Commissioner Bridget Gaynor is going to join us. We'll talk about summer jobs. Also on the table, we're going to have a conversation about what Chicago needs coming up at 8 o'clock. It's a download here on 720 WGN. Stay with us.